United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, October 24th, 2016, at 9 a.m. Any commission remarks? Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 442531 through 442595. There is no warrants and no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for October 17th and executive session minutes for September 26, 2016 and October 3rd, 2016.
Move to approve regular session minutes October 17, 2016, and executive session for September. What's up? So what you showed me here is all we got.
That's all.
I guess we don't have minutes for 17th. Move to approve executive session minutes for September 26th and October 3rd with corrections.
I'll second. There's some other minutes listed, but
They weren't turned into us.
Okay.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for private Ethernet, 1,000 AM.
I'm assuming this is the
services.
What we already approved, this is just the contract? Or we already awarded the bid?
Yes, we... already awarded the bid, we just need to approve the agreement.
Move to approve the agreement for private Ethernet services. Line between Taney County and Empire District Industries.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for dedicated internet access, 100M services.
Move to approve the agreement for dedicated internet services. Internet access. Services by and between Taney County and Empire District Industries.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. MoDOT monthly update.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Our planning department found out I was headed this way, so they sent the agreement for the roundabout cost share portion with me. So I'm just going to hand it to you on here. There are four copies there to be executed. I have not personally looked at it much. I just printed it out this morning. But our legal counsel finally got it reviewed and approved. So that was the holdup, I think. So.
Has the hourly, so what I'm understanding is you're presenting this, but is there a date? Could our legal department have an opportunity to look this over, or we need to do
something? I would assume that I didn't know whether you guys had looked at it or not. I've been gone the last 2 weeks, so I wasn't sure if you'd had an opportunity to look at it or not. They just asked me to present it to you. Most of my counties and cities do have their legal staff look at it and let me know if there's anything. But.
Well, it would be my recommendation on this to let ours look at it, and then if there's an urgency on it, then schedule a phone call vote. And would that be all right with you two gentlemen?
Yeah.
And then that way we could pass this on to them. And can you let us know if there's a time sensitive matter here?
Other than just trying to get the project started, no, there's not. They didn't relay to me anything that indicated there was a certain date that would make it happen quicker or anything like that.
So. Well, as far as I'm concerned, if you guys want to put it on and we review it, let Frank review it and we'll just have him give us a date. And I'm sure it's fine.
I mean, yeah, we have very few. I will tell you this: I've had very few modifications in the past from any city or county.
Right.
It seems to be pretty standard / acceptable language. So, like I said, our planning department just found out I was meeting with you guys today, and I'm a glorified courier pigeon today, so wanted me to drop it off. Other than that, we have an agreement going with the city of Branson to transfer ownership of Highway 76 from basically Shepherd of the Hills Expressway / 376 over to the 65 interchange to the city. That's in the works. We're working on the final pieces of that. When that transfer occurs, then we will be looking at re-signing 76 because we will no longer own that portion from Shepherd of the Hills to 65, so we will reroute the signing of 76 over basically the high road over to 65 and then down and then pick it back up at the interchange because we still own 76 from the interchange going east. So that'll be the new signing route. Excuse me. Signing on 65 will still say 76 Country Boulevard, I'm assuming, if that's the phrase or the name that the city continues to adopt for the roadway, which I assume they will. So I don't really think that'll affect the signing much at their interchange. So, but that's something that we are required to do since we no longer own the road, so when that happens. Beyond that, things are going pretty well on the revenue side as far as being above projections because people are buying more cheap gas still. So we are bringing in more revenue than we had anticipated. We still are in maintenance mode as far as what we're doing. This program here that we did with the cost share probably won't occur again in the near future, looking at how our revenue stream is coming in and our obligations. We will probably continue to focus most of our roadway funds on maintenance only with very little expansion in our rural part of our district. So we actually have a meeting the first week of November to discuss that with our senior management up in Jeff City. And then I'm assuming there will be some final approval from the commission. But we have a asset management plan that we now conform to, and it's a 10-year plan showing how much money it will basically take us to maintain our roads and bridges within our district. And right now that number is showing that we basically just have enough money to do the overlays and the bridge repairs and that type of thing, and really not enough money to do expansion type projects. So we're right on the line as far as the money is concerned. We come out just about even. So we'll see where the future holds with that. But right now, I'm very glad that we got the cost share program in when we did, because if we had waited another year, we probably would have been told no. So I'm very glad we fit that in. So beyond that, if you guys have any questions for me, I don't have a lot of news. So.
Okay.
And I know you're just looking at the agreement, so I just glanced through it this morning because I hadn't seen it, so.
Right. Well, it's very important document to not only to Taney County, but, I mean, not to Eastern Taney County, but all Taney County. And I'm looking at the size of the project as a little bit of a, I'm not talking financial, I'm talking about the physical size.
Yes.
Is somewhat larger than I anticipated.
Mm-hmm. And looking through the agreement, it did look like that the engineering contract will be handled on the county side. So I didn't, you know, I wasn't sure on the status of that, but that's how it's worded right now, so.
We're already in, I guess, this is not completely engineered, but it's, I mean, we've already entered into that phase.
Okay.
With HDR. I don't know exactly how much we have to go ahead and approve a contract, I guess, with them on the total project. But I did hear on one of the TV stations where we were, this was all being proposed, and the bridge and the roundabout and the things, one of the very few cost share things that went through in this Southwest Missouri area. Am I right?
Well, we sponsored, the Southwest District sponsored a cost share program separate, obviously, from the state program that did not get through, that basically got set aside by the governor. So
right.
I was very glad we decided to pursue our own projects.
Right.
I'm not sure exactly how many made the short list, but I think we ended up doing about 8 projects within our 21 county area.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, you would be one of the few projects that we have in this.
The bridge was already in the project list. It wasn't in this.
No.
It was already.
Yeah, the bridge costs are being borne by the Department of Transportation.
Right. Well, you don't care to, I think it would be proper for us to go ahead and send this up to Frank, let him scan through it, and then if you want to have him scan schedule a phone conference, or we can have a meeting conference, depending on how our schedules work out, and we'll get back to you just as quick as we can. What do we do? Do we send this directly to you to forward?
Yeah, it would be easiest to either contact me, or there is a mailing address in there and you can just mail it to the Springfield office. Either one will work just fine.
I'd rather do both.
<That's fine. laughs>
That way we make sure that it's
but we will need 4 signed copies back, and we'll get you at least one fully executed copy back once it goes to the commission. So
okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
When are you going to, I seen that the 76 from Hollister all the way through to the new bridge,
mm-hmm.
Is it scheduled for next spring? Is that how it's scheduled?
It will be, it's typical of all of our overlay projects, which is basically we give them that window of the construction season.
Mm-hmm.
And so it will bid this fall so we can get good numbers. Because we found that if we bid it with the contractors ahead of winter, then they can make the rock and everything, and so we usually get good prices. So we bid in the winter, and then they'll have basically from March to late October, I believe, is our cutoff now for overlays. So
okay.
So it depends on their schedule when it will actually occur. And that'll include the 2-foot safety shoulders where we can fit them in.
So. Right. As I come through Hollister, naturally, the overlay will take care of that problem. But then, what I was wondering is, are they going to start the bridge project next year right along with the overlay project.